880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Happy anniversary. It is the sixth anniversary of the Freed on Business Show, and we've got a party all day. In fact, I've got Tarek Maddox and his friend Rashad here to help me out. We're going to celebrate here in the studio. D, you don't know this yet, but there's champagne chilling in the back. And I want to thank Tom Handler, our guest in the middle of the show, for sending us the champagne to celebrate our sixth anniversary. We've got our favorite guests today. Tarek Maddox, he's going to be with us talking to the U Health doctors about how he helped his uncle survive ALS, and he's also leading Walk for ALS. We're talking to Lauren Book, keeping your kids safe in school. And then, of course, I said, already mentioned Tom Handler, the man about protecting your assets. Hey, Tarek, tell us a little bit about what's going on at the event.
Well, the event's going to be September 26th, a great event, ALS Walk to defeat ALS. And the actual walk starts at 8 a.m. and the registration starts at 8 a.m. and the actual walk starts at 10 a.m. And I want you guys to come out, walk, support, and join Derek's Angels.
Where are they walking? Where are
They're
going to
be walking at Bayfront Park.
How do they get information?
You can log on, go on Facebook, find me on Facebook at Tarek Maddox, and all the info is on my page.
All right, Tarek's going to be doing the warm-up, so get there, warm up with Tarek Maddox. You'll see what I do every day to stay fit for life with Tarek Maddox. We'll be back after this with Lauren Book D. Let's celebrate!
Mr. Worldwide to infinity, you know the roof on fire. We go boogie, oogie, oogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell them, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell them, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a certified commercial investment member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
You know, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very best and latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's here, all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com today.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
I want to take this opportunity to thank Larry Zinn and the folks at Warren Henry for being our sponsors for all these years. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. By now, you know that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. D was working the phones because we've got people that are calling. Why are they calling? Because it's the sixth anniversary of the show. Who do you got there, D? Jeannie, all right. Hi, Jeannie.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
How can I help?
I wanted to call in.
This is Jim Freed, and you're on the air.
Oh, great. Well, I wanted to wish a happy anniversary to Jim Freed and to the show. I'm a big fan and also a big supporter of ALS, and wanted to call in and say I'm looking forward to hearing from Dr. Benatar.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for calling in. We'll be on with the ALS segment at 6:45. You guys have a great event over there. Thanks for calling in. We look forward to supporting the cause with y'all.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for following us on the show. We got another call there. D, give it to me, baby. Hello.
Hello?
Ron,
Jim
man.
Freed. Jim Freed.
Let's talk about that exploding cigar.
What's up, Jimmy Freed? Ron, man, here. Want to say happy anniversary to you, my friend.
Thank you, Ron. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have a show. I'll admit it to everybody. You invited me on the show for the first time. I said that famous line about which condo do you want to talk about first, which exploding cigar do you want to talk about. That got me my show. Ron, thank you so much for all your support through all these years.
Jimmy, I'm proud of you, man. You've done more than I could ever imagine with the show, and I really want to show you my support. Keep it going for years to come.
Thank you. I love your magazine, Ron. You're the best.
You.
Now we've got Lauren Book on the line. Is Lauren on?
All right.
Lauren. Hey, Lauren, how you doing? I go to D is trying to put you on the line. Is she on now, D? She's on. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
It is back to school time, and I'm doing great because we're keeping kids safe.
Well, that's what we're all about here on Freed on Business. You know, me and my wife, we support you. It's not just because of your story and because of your pop. Those are a couple reasons. The real reason we support you is because we believe in the cause. I myself, as you know, was also abused. So, Lauren, how can parents learn to protect their kids when they're going back to school?
Well, it's really important that your kids know his or her address. And by the way, I do know that you guys support me, and that's my favorite thing and one of my favorite reasons that I get to be with you guys and talk to you, and I am so thankful for that. But we have to make sure that as our kids are going back to school that they know his or her address, home phone number, and the area code. It's important kids don't even realize we had 786-305 back in my day, and I'm dating myself. It was just six phone numbers. Now it's a little bit more. We also need to have, it's a really important, exciting new kind of thing that we've thought of this year, is to have a laminated note card with that information that your child can have in a safe place and in their backpack.
Oh, for sure.
It's also a really great time to start having some of those conversations. When your kids are going back to school, why don't you come up with a password for your family? Just in case, maybe one day, somebody comes in school and says, I'm coming to pick you up because your mom is sick and you need to come with me. your child and your family should have a secret family password.
Oh, that's...
If your child asks what that password is and that person may not know what it is, your child knows that that is not a safe situation and needs to go to a grown-up buddy.
Wow, Lauren, what are some of the signs that parents can look for?
It's important that you have open and honest communication with your child. And when you have marked changes in behavior, grades, it's time to start asking some questions. If you have a child who is completely potty trained and is now maybe having some accidents or problems with that, that's a sign that something may be amiss. If they start sucking their thumb or rocking, bedwetting, as I said, those are some signs that something may be a little bit strange. Also, extreme changes in grades. Start asking those questions. Talk to your child's teacher if they're noticing anything in school. It's a really important thing to have that open and honest communication all around your child, but to also be an informed parent, take notes, pay attention, and really be an engaged participant in your child's life.
Now, Lauren, I know that your team has produced some significant materials both for the classroom use and also for parents. I have Lauren's Kingdom sitting on my coffee table. Every parent that comes into my house sees it and we talk about it. Tell us a little bit about that.
Lauren's Kingdom is probably one of my favorite projects that we've ever worked upon, and that is my first children's book. And it kind of goes through Lauren's journey. You know, she's getting some touches that are unsafe and how she shares that with her dad to stay safe. But also a friend of hers named Rodney is being abused in a different way. And they together use their voices to stay safe. And it really empowers our children to know that they can use their voice to ensure that they are that they can protect themselves against abuse. And it's really important to let kids know that their voice can help them stay safe.
Well,
and that they have a right to safety.
Well, I think that the important thing, and I think it translates into good family communication, is to have open and direct dialogue with your child. And it's different for different age groups, the way that they would perhaps manifest itself. Lauren, just a couple minutes. Why don't you talk about the way what might be different for a youngster versus maybe a teenager going to high school and having athletic events and such?
Well, it's really important that you have, you know, again, you're right, having that dialogue as a family and discuss and decide what's safe for your family. You know, I know that in my family, we never had, we never went on a trip or on a field trip without having two adults for every one child. That's a really important thing. And while I know some parents, you know, have a certain age limit on cell phones, that's a good thing, but also that you use that device for safety, and that's about communicating with your parents if you need to, or you're, you know, at home alone, or you're going on a trip. Those are for safety, but also parents need to be aware that those are devices that they pay for, that they are the parent, and that they should be able to go into that phone, look at that phone, and to be able to ensure that you have that conversation with your kids about internet safety and what is appropriate digitally, that we don't take pictures that you don't want your principal or your mom or your dad or your grandfather to see. And you certainly, if you do see something like that, you don't continue to disseminate it, that you bring it to the attention of a trusted adult. It is a very important lesson that children have to learn, because the consequences of taking images that aren't appropriate and disseminating them are very great.
Now, Lauren, what many parents don't have the type of rapport that you and Coach do. What would a way that a parent who may suspect something, what would a good starter sentence be that they could use with their child? What would you suggest to be a conversation starter on a very difficult topic?
You know, saying something like, I noticed that, you know, you were having, you know, that you were upset today when your aunt or uncle John came over. You normally don't have a problem with them. Is everything okay? Or I want you to know that I'm a safe person that you can talk to, whatever the situation is, and I'm always here to listen. I think these kids constantly believe that they're having to sometimes defend their actions or what's going on or protect a predator, an offender. And it's really important to just let kids know that you're there to listen. You're not there to judge. You're not there to tell them what to do. You're here to listen, to hear them, and to help them make choices that are safe. And now, again, I think that that's a really important thing. You know, it's not a parent's job to be their child's friend, but sometimes it's important to let them know that you're here to listen and that you can help them in any way, shape, or form that they may need.
Now, Lauren, we've only got about a minute left. I know that you and your team got a law passed that makes it a requirement that if somebody thinks that a child is being abused, that they need to report that. What's that line? What are some good links? Tell people where they can go. I'm kind of stalling. People, get your pencils out. Okay, Lauren, let's go.
You're right that Florida is actually the only truly mandatory reporting state in the country.
I can't
believe
that.
Not only is our moral obligation, but our legal obligation to report suspected child abuse.
It
is not our job to investigate if a child is being harmed. If you suspect it, you must report it.
Okay.
You can do that in three ways. You can do that via the hotline. The phone number is 1-800-96-ABUSE. You can also do so online and via fax machine, if anybody still has those. But those are three different ways that you can report suspected child abuse in this state. And you can find out more about that at our website, lawrencekids.org, or don'tmissthesigns.org.
Lauren, I want to thank you for coming on the show on a regular basis. I want to thank you for being a hero to virtually everybody that knows you. But most importantly, I want to thank you for the thousands of children's lives that you've helped change, the people you'll never meet. God bless you, Lauren Book.
We love you guys. Thank you so much. Give everybody our love.
Oh, we sure will. We'll be right back after this short break with more of the 6th anniversary celebration of Freedom Business. We've got Tom Handler. He is the man if you need to protect your assets. We'll be right back after this short break. Oh, yeah, we are in a rhythm. We are rocking. We are having a great time. I hope everybody heard Lauren's tips on protecting your kids. We are happy today. We got RJ Productions in the studios, Tarek Maddox riding shotgun, and, of course, our whole studio crew in the back. And the people we're missing today, but that have been with us since the start, our friends at Warren Henry. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me and my family as members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Are you ready to join the future of real estate investing today? Well, if you are, the pros at Early Shares are ready to help you. If you're looking to find real estate deals that have been vetted by experts, Early Shares is what you have been looking for. You have web-based access to a number of real estate transactions. You can review them at your leisure. You can talk about them with your friends. You can decide to invest. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with more Freed on Business, and we've got a special guest. We're here on the 6th anniversary show. We've got Tom Handler. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's a pleasure to be on the show, and congratulations to you and your team on the 6th anniversary of Freed on Business. That's quite an accomplishment.
Hey, thanks so much, Tom. And I forgot to mention, Tom's the chairman of the firm's Advanced Planning and Family Office Practice Group. He's got all kinds of experience analyzing and designing, implementing domestic and international business planning and financial estate planning and asset protection for family office compliance and advanced tax planning technology. He handles all my friends. He should handle you. And Tom, I want to thank you for sending us the champagne that we're going to have as soon as we're done with the show. They're all high and they're all excited about that. But Tom, you've been traveling around and meeting with families from all over the world at a bunch of different conferences and private meetings at the conferences. I'd really like to just have your overview of what's going on as the family office world continues to evolve.
It's actually been a very interesting environment. There's a lot going on. I would say the three fronts that have been most noteworthy would be, one, the investment side has seen recently unprecedented volatility, and that is causing a number of reactions. And then globally, the impact of lack of security, war, flood, poverty, and other issues disrupted a lot of the international markets, causing a lot of the same phenomena. So there's been a whole movement on the investment side. Secondly, family offices have continued to proliferate globally as a best-in-class solution to long-term wealth management, and it, in effect, is a business that families set up to run their affairs. And in the United States in particular, for U.S.-based family offices, some research was done last year. Over 50% of U.S.-based family offices operate one or more companies.
Wow.
So it's a very high percentage of entrepreneurial families that control these offices, and I would guess that globally the percentage will be a little less, but not all that dissimilar. And then the third major area involves this global regulation really spurred along by the U.S. trend, beginning with the Patriot Act, followed by Dodd-Frank, followed by FATCA, and the impact of those laws that are impacting banking and business and access to capital, velocity of money, and just a complete regulatory burden being dumped on financial institutions as well as many family offices and family businesses. So those are probably the three most notable things that I've seen so far this year, though I have a few more conferences that I will be attending.
Well, first of all, the government regulation on financial institutions and family offices put a damper on the economy, but we don't talk politics here, so I'm not going to get into that. But I will say this, is that, you know, I always tout you as talking about you're the guy that I'd have protect my family's assets, which I love the double entendre. But with all of the decline in the markets, is there something somebody can do to protect themselves other than having like a quick stop on it or something?
Yeah, absolutely. And families have been reacting mostly to the international disruption until just recently. So the trends are very similar globally. And there's a few different things that people do when volatility and risk are present in the operating environment. One is that money tends to be flowing here, that notwithstanding our many issues, the U.S. is viewed as the world's safe haven, and so money is flying here from all over the world, and we're getting tremendous inbound requests for, you know, can you set up my U.S. family office, or can you help my foreign family office invest and purchase businesses and, you know, get involved in the U.S. while minimizing, you know, our taxation, our being subject to estate tax, our liability, so on and so forth. And so money is definitely coming here. In terms of investments themselves,
I think that whenever there's a disruptive marketplace caused by world events and just bad markets in general and the many issues facing China at this point, that there's a flight from risk toward security and safety. And so the trends tend to take a couple of different shapes. You know, one is trying to minimize the impact of liability and risk and divorce and lawsuits and government regulation, and that tends to involve structures. And so that in part has accounted for the proliferation of family offices, particularly virtual family offices, and the tremendous growth of the multi-family office industry. It's also spawned an awful lot of family holding companies, which, if done properly, have very significant asset protection and premarital planning benefits. And then the asset protection trust, both domestic and international, there's been a trend in that direction, again, as people are seeking safety in a start-over-again fund or a fallback position. We've also seen an uptick in premarital agreements and postmarital agreements. Again, when people perceive risk, they want to do anything they can to better protect themselves, along with umbrella insurance policies, special risk policies, directors and officers liability type policies. All of those are fairly predictable responses to a difficult environment. And on the investment side, it's caused a search for commodities and fairly safe investments that can hold their value. And the gold run, it had its run, and it's seen a steep decline, though there are still an awful lot of people, you know, hoarding gold. But in 2014, real estate was one of the most commonly made investments by family offices deploying their money, and that trend was expected to repeat itself again this year. So it's the number one investment being made by new money, new capital being deployed in family offices. And I think what people like about real estate in particular is that not only do you have a commodity that exists and hopefully isn't going anywhere, depending on whether you're oceanfront or riparian property, but for the most part it's going to be there, but yet it has a potential for cash flow. So unlike gold that has no inherent yield or dividend stream in and of itself, real estate has the possibility of having cash flow and partially tax-protected cash flow, as well as appreciation that is not being subjected to taxation until you dispose of it and hopefully then get capital gain treatment.
Well, Tom,
so
Tom,
all
Tom,
of those things are pretty predictable.
Tom, we've got to go to a break. We're going to come right back. Stick with the thing about real estate because I want to talk about cap gains. I want to talk about making sure you get the right team on your team. And I want to talk a little bit more about the Chicago Cubs and what you think is going to happen if they make the postseason. We'll be right back after this. Oh, wait, there's somebody in the other room. What's going on in there? I'm doing fine, but I wonder if D's got your mic on.
Salem Radio and the Biz here in Miami. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Felix. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Not a problem at all, Jim. Listen, we want to congratulate you from the bottom of our heart for 6 years of superb, superb work.
I love you,
Felix. For being our leader here in the Miami business arena. And for all, teaching us all what we need to know.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Jim, thank you so much for all that you do for us. And here's Mike Castillo to say a few words.
Wow, that was
Jimmy, real quick, I know you got a break, man. Just wanted to congratulate you and your crew. You guys making it happen. You guys are the best, man. The Dolphins and all you Jaguar and all the people you're bringing here, bro.
Thank you so much, Mike. We really appreciate all the support we've gotten from the station, you and Felix and the whole team. We really appreciate it. And with that, I'm going to say, D, it's yours. Thanks again, guys. I really appreciate it.
Take care, God bless. Jim.
God bless, Felix.
He can throw that speedball.
Well, these are my glory days, and they are not passing me by. That's because, as a high-powered executive, I demand the best for my health, and I always get a U Health Executive Physical. From the moment you schedule your appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from your personal concierge. That concierge is going to guide you through your visit to get you a customized preventive health care plan that's going to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust U Health to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738 today.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
I just did the U Health read. Come on, D, it's my sixth show. I can't look like an amateur.
Are you ready to join the future of real estate investing today? Well, if you are, the pros at Early Shares are ready to help you. If you're looking to find real estate deals that have been vetted by experts, Early Shares is what you have been looking for. You have web-based access to a number of real estate transactions. You can review them at your leisure. You can talk about them with your friends. You can decide to invest. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
And now, 880 The Biz Traffic.
We've got a big mess on 95 southbound at Miami Gardens Drive. All of the travel lanes are blocked. Traffic being forced off on the right shoulder and traffic backed up to Pembroke Road. Emergency vehicles in the express lanes right there at Miami Gardens Drive. The right lane is blocked there. Traffic in the express lanes having to get over to the left. Accident reported on Bird Road at Palmetto Expressway, blocking the roadway or portion of the roadway there. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, well, the party is starting. D got a little slow there. A little bit of it leaked out here on the radio. But, heck, it's the six-year anniversary show, and I'm a pro. I can handle anything. You know, we got the party starting. There's Tom's. That's it. That's Tom's champagne right there. The boys brought it out just now. And I want to talk about U Health. U Health is our big sponsor. They've been with us for years. And we want to say a big thank you to all of our fans and all of our supporters at U Health. And everybody needs to know about U Health because U Health, that's the University of Miami Health System. They bring us the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. And everybody by now knows how big U Health is. It's got 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations in South Florida. And what sets U Health apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to health care. You might have several different doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at U Health, they do. More than collaborative care, U Health is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine. Stop touching that, Tat. That's my champagne. High five. All right. I love you, man. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. U Health includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, again ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report. That makes 12 years in a row. And it also has the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to know what the healthcare in the future is going to look like, just ask these folks. They're doing it today. You can learn more about U Health through the U Health Discovery Series now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make U Health great, and the breakthrough discoveries that they're making that are changing healthcare for the better and changing all of our lives. They're doing some really innovative things down there. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about U Health, and you never know. It could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from U Health can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not.
I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice.
All right, we are back. I feel nice, like sugar and spice is always the signal. That's where we come back. And just now, I got a messenger on Facebook from a person that I've met here in the community a number of years ago. And that person has also offered to donate their kidney to my wife. I've got to tell you, it's touching. You know, the person may not be a match, but it's very important to get involved with organ donation. I call it giving the gift of life. The gentleman referred to it as his New Year's gift to my wife and I. I don't know what else to say. God bless you, Jonathan. Thank you so much. Dee, do we have Tom back on? All right, Tom, how are you doing, man?
You know, it's a 72 degree sunny day in Chicago, so I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah, you better write that down, buddy. So
well,
listen,
I was at the Cubs game on Friday.
All right,
they scored 15 runs and hit a grand slam, so it was one of the best performances I've seen in a long time.
No, so I guess you think they're going. What do you think?
I'm sure hopeful. It's just sad that they have the fourth best record in all of baseball, and we're third in our division. But I think the team is for real. They're young, but the future looks bright, as they say.
No, I think it's great. Now, let's get back to talking about the other thing you're an expert on, and that's family offices and asset protection. You've been going to the conferences. You've been meeting the people. Here's something that I really wanted to understand a little bit better. I know you've got Andrew Morton heads your philanthropy practice. You mentioned a little bit about what's going on in Europe. There's got to be some real discussion in the family office world, especially in the philanthropic part, about what are we going to do with the massive migrations here that are going on across Europe. It's causing what you call disruptions. What are some of the philanthropy things that you've seen going on this summer? Doesn't have to be about the crisis. Can be some other good events, too.
Really, two things of great interest. One, I will call, venture or incubator-type philanthropy, where very wealthy families are banding together to get operating companies so that the money goes into some sustainable effort that trains people on an ongoing basis, creates jobs, and give them the ability to support themselves as opposed to a short-term charity infusion that disappears when it's done. So this sustainable entrepreneurial vision of philanthropy is gaining great steam, and I think very exciting because it continues to build and grow and give back. And then secondly, whenever you have these mass movements of people, and they happen during tsunamis and floods and wars and poverty and disease and all kinds of calamities cause these migrations. You know, they are attended by, unfortunately, human slavery and civil rights abuses and all kinds of horrible things that simply are part of those difficult issues presented by large numbers of people moving around to countries where they don't speak the language they're not from. And there's been an awful lot of work with the anti-trafficking human slavery initiatives and some major foundations working in that direction to both educate people how unfortunately commonplace that problem is. At the second time, put some firm steps in place to begin to eradicate it whenever possible and minimize the chances of people falling into those organizations, those criminal organizations that take advantage of them.
Now, a lot of what you do and deal with has to do with the tax code. And I know that the tax code is structured so that there's no real strategy that's 100% neutral. What are some of the things that you see are being talked about in Washington that may impact family offices? And I got to believe nothing's going to happen until after the election, no matter what.
That would be my guess as well. I think that given where we are in the political process from a timing standpoint, there's not a great drive to put anything in place other than the administration. They'd love to slide through anything they can before being out, but that will be difficult, I think, given the number of things already on the agenda. A couple of recent things. One, the Treasury is coming out with a number of sets of regulations. One of those affects potential discounting in family holding companies. So that continues to be a relatively big deal. And the sense is that's going to come out sometime this year, though we don't know exactly when it's going to come out. But the impact will be to attempt to limit the impact of valuation discounts through family holding companies, which are pretty common in business valuations and estate planning. And if that happens, it basically means that people will pay higher gift taxes and higher estate taxes, and it will be much more difficult to pass on family farms and family ranches and family businesses without losing them in order to pay the, or having to be required to sell them in order to pay the estate taxes. So that should be pretty interesting. I think that the whatever they come out with will be aggressively challenged by taxpayers, for the most part, are very opposed to these rules. And the last couple times it's been floated to Congress, it was a complete non-starter. They shut it down before it got started. So it'll be interesting to see what the Treasury is able to do in that regard. And there was a recent note where they've now added captive insurance companies to the top 10 list of the administration's perceived abuses. And I think that there's an awful lot of captive insurance companies out there, and they make a lot of sense in the right context, but I think that there are captive shops where the solution to every problem is a captive, and that, of course, is not prudent, and that there are, you know, legitimate and very sound business reasons for these vehicles, but I think they've been put in place in a lot of situations where they are not good fits or weren't wisely conceived on the front end. So it'll be interesting to see what the Treasury attack looks like, but we know that that's a target, an upcoming target of Treasury investigation.
Well, Tom, you're really modest. You never really talk about your firm much. Why don't you give us just a second or two on your firm? We've got about 2 minutes left, and I need at least a couple seconds to give the audio of me popping the celebratory champagne for you.
Well, first of all, I'm glad to hear that you're not popping the champagne before the show, but rather waiting till it's over.
Yeah.
We are a business, family business, family office, financial firm based out of Chicago. We have people in Washington, D.C. and Palm Beach, Florida, but for the most part, we cover the country and for that part, the world out of here. So we travel a lot, and most of our attorneys are quants, and so, you know, a lot of CPA, MBA, Masters in Tax, Certified Financial Planner qualifications. So we try to walk that line between writing and speaking and being quantitative folks as well, and that plays well at the high end of the market. And
well, listen, Tom, we really appreciate the support that you've given the show, the support that you've given me, and for all of that, I wanted you to be present when I did this. Oh, my God. That's all for you, Tom. I wanted to thank you so much for being a friend of the show, being a personal friend and mentor to me, and I look forward to introducing you to all my friends that need to protect their assets.
Well, Jim, thank you so much, and congratulations to you and your team again.
I totally lost him. Is he gone?
No, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, now I can. You know, yeah, now I can. I think I messed up everything. Tommy, thank you so much for joining us.
All right, take care, Jim, and congratulations.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Tom Handler, he's a friend of the show and a great person to have on your side if you've got assets to protect. I got a call, we'll put him through. This is Jim Freed. Who's on the line, D? Okay, hi, this is Jim Freed. Who have we got?
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Bennett from the University of Miami.
Oh, Dr. Bennett is our next guest, D. Well, Dr. Bennett, we're going to be right back. Can you hold for just a couple seconds?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, because I want to talk about ALS. We've got a lot of folks that are tuned in that are an event with ALS. We've got a person here who helped a person while they were in need. So we've got a whole thing going. We can't wait to talk. We'll be back in just a couple minutes talking to our UHealth expert about ALS. We'll be right back after this. D, it's all yours. All right, the Eye of the Tiger, we're playing that for Tarek Maddox. When you're looking to buy or lease a car,
You want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join myself and my family. We're members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service. I want to thank Warren Henry for being our sponsor. Always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a certified commercial investment member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, you heard Lauren earlier in the show. Lauren Book from Lauren's Kids. Our most important assets. You heard me talking to Tom Handler about protecting your assets. Protect your kids. Go to lawrencekids.org. Learn to identify the signs. Make sure your kids know it's okay to tell, that they have a safe word, that they know you're a safe person to talk to. Go to lawrencekids.org. Protect your children today.
Are you ready to join the future of real estate investing today? Well, if you are, the pros at Early Shares are ready to help you. If you're looking to find real estate deals that have been vetted by experts, Early Shares is what you have been looking for. You have web-based access to a number of real estate transactions. You can review them at your leisure. You can talk about them with your friends. You can decide to invest. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we've got a real important topic here to talk about today. It's ALS. Some people may know it as Lou Gehrig's disease. Everybody probably remembers the ice bucket disease. That's what this is. We've got Dr. Michael Benatar. He's a specialist from U Health. We've also got Tarek Maddox here. He supported his uncle during his decline as he fought ALS. Tarek was there at the end. We'll talk to Tarek also about the ALS run. But first, let's talk to Dr. Benatar about what ALS is. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you.
I really appreciate you being on. I thought ALS was, you know, I knew it as Lou Gehrig's disease growing up. Now you see it as my gosh, it's all over. Even the NFL guys are getting it. Help me out. What is ALS and how does this stuff happen?
Yeah, so it's a great question. ALS is a degenerative disease. So what that means is the disease gets worse over time. It progresses and it's characterized by progressive muscle weakness. It affects the arms, it affects the legs, it affects the talking, the chewing, the swallowing, the breathing muscles. And this is a disease that we don't understand fully why people get it.
Well, I know that my dad passed. He had multiple sclerosis, another one of these wasting diseases. They're making progress there, I believe. What's holding us back with ALS? And I don't mean that by anything other than it's just so terrible.
It is. I mean, this is a devastating disease, and as with other neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, like Parkinson's, one of the major things that's holding us back is we don't understand the cause. By and large, we don't understand why people get this disease, and although we are making progress and beginning to understand that, but not knowing the cause of something makes it real difficult to treat.
Well, it sounds to me like this is one of the reasons that research into this disease is so urgent.
That's absolutely right. Not only is it urgent because we need to understand the cause, but this is a disease that is unfortunately uniformly fatal. And so a diagnosis of ALS means that one's life is shortened and very substantially. And so there's a real urgency to move the research forward to develop effective therapies.
Well, you're talking about therapies. Before we can talk about prevention, I guess, what progress is being made? Please at least offer us a step down the road.
Yeah, so if you had asked me 5 years ago what was the cause of this disease, we would have said that we really don't know. What we now know is that the cause of ALS lies in our genes, at least in a proportion of people with the disease, so probably around 10 or 15% of people. And that really is leading to an approach that's based on gene therapy to try to target and treat this disease.
Well, you talk gene therapy, you talk Pascal Goldschmidt's vision of the future now. So tell us a little bit about what happens at you. Well, first of all, what would somebody's initial symptomatic presentation be?
Yeah, so the symptomatic presentation is usually weakness. So somebody may notice a foot drop, so difficulty lifting up their ankles, sort of catching their foot on a curb or on a carpet. They may notice some weakness or wasting or thinning of the muscles of the hands or dropping things. And sometimes when the weakness affects the talking or the swallowing muscles, people notice that their speech is slurred or that they're coughing and choking when they're eating.
Oh, God.
And those are the usual earlier symptoms.
Yeah, Tarek is nodding. Tarek, what did you see? Hold on a second. Go ahead.
I saw all of the signs and symptoms that the doctor was explaining right now, beginning with weakness, and my uncle was progressively getting weaker, and I just thought that he was getting weaker, and I was getting stronger, and at the tender age of 42, and he just started to degenerate.
Well, doctor, that brings up a point. It seems to me that people get this early in life. This is not something old. This cuts people short at the wick. If somebody's got that drop foot or the slowing or the slurring and they get diagnosed, what's next? I guess they come to you and they go, please. And what do you do?
So I think a few things. Firstly, this is a disease that can affect people of almost any age. It tends not to affect children. This is an adult disease, but can affect people in their 20s, 30s, even 70s or 80s. Most commonly, it affects people in their 50s and 60s. And I think the message is that if one's developed weakness that's not explicable by carpal tunnel syndrome or a pinched nerve in the neck or back, and certainly if that weakness is painless and if that weakness is progressive, you need to see a neurologist, and you need to see a neurologist soon.
Well, doctor, how do people find you? What's a phone number, maybe a website? Let's give them a second, and I'll patter a little while people get some pens and papers. Okay, doctor, how do they find you? Who do they call?
Yeah, so I think a good place to start if you want to find us is if you go to Google and you type in ALS Miami, you'll come to our website, which is als-miami.org. And from there, there's a phone number, there's an email address, and you can reach out to us very easily.
Doctor, I want to say for all the people, God bless you and thank you for at least attempting to address one of the things that scares the living you-know-what out of just about everybody. When they hear somebody has this, we all know what that means. Ever since I saw the I'm the luckiest guy in the earth speech. So I want to thank you so much for what you do for some people that are facing some very difficult circumstances.
And thank you for having me on the show, an opportunity to talk about this disease and to help us bring the support that's needed to patients with the disease. So thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. We're going to talk with Tarek Maddox now. He's going to be doing an event to support the ALS research and such. So, again, we're trying to do our part here, doctor. Thanks again so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Tarek, tell us in a couple minutes, 1 minute, because I want to say some stuff about the show.
All right. Well, the walk is going to be September 26th. The actual registration starts at 8 a.m. The walk starts at 10 a.m. I want everyone to get up, come out, support Miami for a great cause. And I think it's a wonderful thing that we all learn what ALS is and try to support if you can. And I just want to send a shout out to Derek's Angels. I thank everyone for registering and everyone for all their great support.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to thank you. I'm going to thank you for what you did for your uncle. Maybe nobody ever thanked you. He maybe not didn't have the chance, but I want to thank you. I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for helping me, and I want to thank you for helping all of the people in the community that you reach out and touch every single day and for building this team and making this event happen. High five to you.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay, I can't even say enough that would be worthy on that. Well, this is it. I've got 2 minutes, and I want to say thank you to everybody for helping me be on the show for 6 years. You heard us with Tom Handler. You heard the champagne we're going to have here in a couple of minutes. We got RJ filming this. I had Tarek here, Lauren, Tom Handler, some of my favorite people in the whole world. But who are other people that are important to me? That's you, my listeners, because I know you're out there. You call, you listen, you text. I know we don't take a lot of calls because it disrupts my rhythm, but I know you're out there, and I really appreciate it. I want to thank our sponsors. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, I've been on for 6 years. It's all because of the people I'm about to mention. Kind Snacks, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, the CCIMs. Keep watching. We're doing some special things with the CCIMs. Tarek Maddox, I get the fist bump.
Yes, sir. You do, Jim.
Thank you. God bless you.
You too.
UHealth, you heard us talking to the UHealth guy. What they bring is amazing. Warren Henry Automotive, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm going to talk about some of our other sponsors. Suppositic Insurance, Shelley Bloom, Blue Cross and Blue Shield, the Miami Marlins, Lawrence Kids, the Miami Dolphins, Magnum Energy Solutions, Engineer Tax Services, the Aztec Group, Social Media 305, the NFL Alumni Association, the University of Florida's Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, UHealth. But again, thank you to you, my listeners. I want to thank also Early Shares. I want to thank Espresso Marketing, Social Media 305, everybody. Just thank you. It really blows my mind that I've been able to do this for this long. Join our community on our Facebook page. Follow me socially at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Website is www.freedombusiness. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. I'll be here as we start year 7 next week. Fried on Business. Look for us on 8:80 a.m. Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, tack cracked up. The person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. D, take it away. Ah, thank you. The crowd goes wild, and we all know why. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. D, another great show. It's yours.